यमुना तेरा वनचारी मुना तेरा वनचारी यमुना तेरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय जगन्नाथ जय जगन्नाथ जय बलदेवा जय सुभद्रमयी जय राधव लभ राधव लभ श्री राधे जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद जयत गुरु शिल प्रभुपाद की जय जय विष्णु पाद परम सपरिवाचकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्री डिवाइन ग्रेस ऐसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय विष्णु पाद परम सपरिवाचकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्री डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर शिल प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की गंधराज श्रीमद भागवतम की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे All glories to Assembly. All glories to Assembly. All glories to Assembly. All glories to Sri Guru Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskritya Naranjeva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudiraye Hare Krishna, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 8, Chapter Entitled, The Lord Slays the King of the Demons, Verse Number 46. Shri Vidyadhara Uchu Vidyan Prutak Dharanayan Ruddham Vidyan Prutak Dharanayanuradham Neshedat Agnyom Balavirya Druptaha Neshedat Agnyom Balavirya Druptaha Sayena Sankhe Pashuvad Datastam Ke Pashuvadastam Maya Nusimha Pranatasmanityam Sri Vidyadhara Uchu Vidyam Prutagdara Nayan Anuradham Vidyam Prutagdara Nayan Anuradham Nese dadagnyo balavirya drupta Sayena sankhe pashuvad datastam Maya nushimham pranatasma nityam Sri Vidyadhara Uchu Vidyam prutak dharanayanuradham Nyashe dhadatnyo balavirya druptaha Sayena shankye pashuvad datastam Maya nusimham Pranatasmanityam Shri Vidyadhara Uchu Yena Sankhe Satsam Maya Nrsimham Pranatasma Nityam Sri Vidyadhara Ucho Vidyam Pratagdhara Nayanuraddham Nyase Tatagnyo Balavirya Drupta Sayena Sankhe Pashuvaddatastvam Maya Nasimham Pranatasma Nityam Sri Vidyadhara Uchu Vidyam Pratagdhara Nayanuraddham Nyase Tatagnyo Balavirya Druttaha Sayena Sankhe Pashuvaddadastam Maya Nasimham Pranatasma Nityam Vaishnavis Sri Vidyadhara Uchu Vidyam Pratagdhara Nayanuraddham Nyasad Adhinyo Balavirya Drupta Sayena Sankhe Pashuvaddatastam Maya Nasimham Pranatasma Nityam Sri Vidyadhara Uchu Vidya Pratagnya Nasimham Nyase Tatagnyo Balavirya Drupta Sayena Sankhe Pashuvaddatastam Maya Nusimham Pranatasma Nityam Sri Vidyadhara Uchu The inhabitants of Vidyadhara Loka prayed Vidyam, mystic formulas by which one can appear and disappear. Pratak, separately. Dharanaya, by various meditations within the mind. Anuradham, attained. Nyasedat, stopped. Agnya, this fool. Balavirya Druptaha, puffed up by bodily strength and his ability to conquer anyone. Saha, he, Hiranyakashipu, Ena, by whom? Sankhe, in battle. Pashuvat, exactly like an animal. Hataha, killed. Tam, unto him. Maya Narsimham, appearing as Lord Narsimhadeva by the influence of his own energy. Pranataha, fallen. Sma, certainly. Nityam, eternally. Translation. The inhabitants of Vidyadhara Loka prayed. our acquired power to appear and disappear in various ways according to varieties of meditation was banned by the foolish Hiranyakashipu because of his pride in his superior bodily strength and his ability to conquer others. Now the Supreme Personality of Godhead has killed him just as if the demon were an animal. Unto that supreme pastime form of Lord Narasimhadeva, we eternally offer our respectful obeisances. This verse doesn't have purport. I'll go to the next verse, verse number 47. Sri Naga Vuchu Yena Papena Ratnani Stri Ratnani Hritanina Tadvaksha Patanena Sham Dattananda Namostute. Translation. The inhabitants of Nagaloka said, the most sinful Hiranyakashipu took away all the jewels on our hoods and all our beautiful wives. Now, since his chest has been pierced by your nails, you are the source of all pleasure to our wives. Thus, we together offer our respectful obeisances unto you. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. No one is peaceful in his wealth and wife are forcibly taken away. All the inhabitants of Nagaloka, which is situated below the earthly planetary system, were in great anxiety because their wealth had been stolen and their wives kidnapped by Hiranyakashipu. Now Hiranyakashipu, having been killed, their wealth and wives were returned, and their wives felt satisfied. The inhabitants of various lokas or planets offered their respectful obeisances unto the Lord because they were relieved by the death of Hiranyakashipu. Disturbances similar to those created by Hiranyakashipu are now taking place all over the world because of demoniac governments. As stated in the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the men of the governments of Kali Yuga will be no better than rogues and plunderers. Thus the populace will be harassed on one side by scarcity of food and other on another by heavy taxation by the government. In other words, the people in most parts of the world in this age are harassed by the ruling principles of Hiranyakashipu. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Katamahyam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunathanvitam Tamsajivam Sadvaitam Sav Dutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padhan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyasya Kripa Sindhu Vya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, the six blessings of Yes, Aniruddha Prabhu and all the Vaishnavas to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam. It's such a coincidence we are reading appearance of the Lord in the form of Narasimhadeva. Yes. And very soon, just few hours left to celebrate the Supreme Lord's appearance, Janmashtami. Are you all ready? You are all ready. So in these two verses, we heard the prayers of Vidyadharas and Nagas. You know, generally when a new person in the modern education system, they all teach different planetary systems are there, 9 planetary systems, Earth, Jupiter, like the different planetary systems. And when somebody hears from scriptures, oh, Vidyadharas, Nagalokas, and previously we heard other lokas also, and Prabhupada mentioned there are different planetary systems, all these devotees are offering prayers. Because Hiranyakashipu conquered entire planetary system. And even the scientists, they try to inquire what are the different planetary systems available are there in the universe. So is there any way to live there? But from the scriptures, we already know that there are living entities on the other planetary systems. So like in the Ishopanishad, as Prabhupada mentioned, like Vedas are the mother and Krishna is the father. And the authority of the Vedas are like the authority of the mother to know who the father is. Similarly for us, the authority of the Vedas, the scriptures, are the authority to accept as it is. We don't speculate. We take it as it is. From there, when we start inquiring, we will get the result in a very appropriate way. Otherwise, if we just speculate and send different things in the sky to examine, even to examine, we have to have eyes to see. And our eyes are limited to see in a particular fashion. If there is no light, we cannot see. And not just light, if we don't have knowledge, we cannot see. But authority of the Vedas gives that eyes to see. And what are the eyes we see the scriptures? Those are the purpose of Srila Prabhupada. Otherwise, there is no way for us to understand Srimad Bhagavata and Bhagavad Gita. So our eye is through the purpose of Srila Prabhupada. That's why reading Srila Prabhupada's purpose scrutinizingly is very, very important as the followers of Srila Prabhupada. And in the verse number 47, purport Srila Prabhupada mentioned, no one is peaceful in his wealth and wives are forcibly taken away. And he mentioned, because their wealth had been stolen and their wives kidnapped by Hiranyakashipu. And it's so interesting that any possession come in our acquisition. So when it is lost, although it may be a tiny fraction of seconds, or it may be lifetime, one feels morose when it is taken away from our possession. You know, recently I was, few months ago when I went to India, so I was going to meet somebody. On the way we stopped at a hotel because the driver wanted to take some tea. This long journey. So I was just chanting nearby place. And in India it is very regular scene to see some mad person. You know, mentally it's a regular scene. So this person was mad and all he has on his body is just a tiny piece of cloth. That to torn pant, knicker kind of thing. And between his knees, he tied a rope, and from that knees to the
to the middle part, he stacked all the different kinds of articles what he collected on the street. And he was holding both the sides and walking like this. Now for him, that is his wealth. And while he was walking, one piece of article fell from his possession. And immediately he stopped and collected and put it back. Collected and put it back. And similarly, in our life's journey, we collect so many pieces and put that as our wealth, but without understanding the real wealth. Of course, for that mad person, all those bits and pieces are his wealth. He took pride in having them. But a sane person, when we see, we think, what is he doing? Mad. He's just collecting all this rubbish. Because we have at least some consciousness, what is valuable and what is not valuable. And when our consciousness evolved from lower state of consciousness, like Annamaya, Pranamaya, Manomaya, Buddhimaya, and Anandamaya stages, when our consciousness evolved from lower state of consciousness, where in the beginning stage, as a children, whatever we get, we try to put it in the mouth. Because our consciousness is just at that stage. But as we progress, we learn the value of things, we learn what is beneficial, what is not beneficial, and based on that we take judgment. Correct. And when our consciousness evolve in that way and come to a level, spiritual consciousness, we see things as they are. Because generally, we see things as we are. So like as a children, as he is, everything is to eat.
Annamaya.
And for the person, materialist, for them, when they see things, that is to use for their pleasure. But a spiritual person sees, he sees things, everything in relation to Krishna, and uses in the service of Krishna. You see, the consciousness evolved. And that's why in the Bhagavad Gita also Krishna says, how a person can be peaceful? Generally a person thinks, okay, I will be peaceful if I achieve this, I will be peaceful if I achieve that. So they just go on and on and on to achieve different things, achieving possessions, achieving some status, achieving some vehicles, achieving some house, maybe wealth, there's so many things, the list will go on. But Krishna gives a very, very simple solution, that in the Bhagavad Gita 5th chapter, last verse, he says, Bhoktaram Yajnatapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Sukhrutam Sarvabhutanam Jnatva Mam Shanti Ruchyate. So our real peace attained when we understand that everything belongs to Krishna. And everything to be utilized in the service of Krishna. And Krishna is the only well-wisher, benefactor, and his devotees. Bhaktaram Ignatapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram, not just one loka, not just one city, Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. And Sukhrutam Sarvabhutanam. So he is the friend of everybody. Sukhrutam Sarvabhutanam. Jnatva Mam, by knowing that one will be peaceful. Shanti Mruchyati. And for a devotee or anybody, because there is no end getting satisfaction and peacefulness in material possessions. Because even though somebody maybe for time being becomes richest person in the world, like few years ago Bill Gates was the richest person, but when he got divorced, 50% gone. And now for time being, Elon Musk may be the richest person. When the stock market goes down, he'll be lost. And few years ago, just before COVID, one of my friends, he put all the money in Bitcoin. they borrowed everything together. He put money in Bitcoin. And just before COVID, the cryptocurrency market went down. And person who became, he became like a millionaire. And within few weeks time, he was a pauper. Now full debt. See how a person's wealth will go up and down for some certain time period one may possess. But when somebody attains real wealth, so in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Yam labva chaparam labam manyate nadikam tata yasmin sthitena dukhena guru napi vichalete. So in a normal possessions, when one attains higher position, when that was lost, he feels so morose. But by attaining spiritual consciousness, by attaining Krishna consciousness, Yam labva chaparam labam manyate nadikam tata. So by attaining that position, manyate means my mantahum, in Hindi says, I accept, understand. Manyate na adhikam tata, na adhikam. So there is nothing more than that. So we have to strive to achieve that position, to gain that wealth by attaining that, na adhikam tata. There is nothing more for me to achieve. So that is real achievement, that is real wealth. Manyate na adhikam tata. By situating in that consciousness, by situating in that position, and a person thinks, yasmin sthitena, yasmin, at that position, sthitena, by situating in that position, yasmin sthitena, dukhena, even when the greatest miseries come, guru napi na vichalyate, guru means heavy, heavy distress also come, na vichalyate, vichalyate means he is not shaken. So we have to strive to gain that position. So that's what Srimad Bhagavatam teaches us. And disturbances in the world, they come and go. So if you go to hospital and doesn't want to see any patient, it's not possible because that is called Vaidyalaya. So persons are coming to be treated there with the diseased condition. Like that, if you go to a library, in Sanskrit it is called Granthalaya. So where the scriptures are, or the books are stored, Granthalaya. So there you will find all the different books. Similarly, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, this world is Dukhalaya. So there will be disturbances, there will be miseries. But what are the cause of the miseries? You know, nowadays also, generally normal system, they calculate, okay, population is increasing, that's why the scarcity of the articles or the elements or the finance are not managed, or we need more economic development. But it is not like that. It's not just population is increasing, so we need to create. Yes, of course, when, say for example, when we're cooking in the kitchen, on a festival day, we have to cook for more number of people, because more number of people are coming, so we need to produce more food, more prasadam for them. But our miseries, our disturbances, are not just caused by the overpopulation, but the cause of the disturbances is based because of the polluted consciousness of the people. So quantity, earth can produce abundantly. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is mentioned in the first canto, where Yudhishthira Maharaja's, how he was ruling, there it is mentioned, sarva kama dugha mayi, earth mayi. The earth can produce unlimited sarvakama. Sarvakama means whatever we want, we can get from earth. Sarvakama dugamayi. But that same earth, when there is no qualified ruler, qualified in charge, is not there, earth withholds everything. So that also we have seen in Srimad Bhagavatam. Where? In the case of? Yes, King Vena. Then Prithu Maharaj came. He again performed austerities and he did the sacrifices, and earth started producing everything. So earth can produce abundantly. Abundantly. Otherwise, earth will withhold all the required things. And I have seen in my personal example, back in my village, when I was a kid, I grown with the paddy field. Nowadays, what happened? The consciousness of people changed. In the previous days, at least we have a bartering system. Now, your house, you may have some fruit. You will exchange those fruit with some grains. Or you have grains, you have rice, some other may be producing, some other lentils or something. We exchange. Barter system. But nowadays, not even on the street, there are no fruit trees. And those who have some trees or something, they want to sell it to others. The consciousness changed. So greediness increased in the persons. So I want more, I want more. And same thing, when it comes to the farmers, back in villages previously, they give at least some rest to the earth. 6 months they use for farming, and they give rest for some time. They put all the fertilizers, cow manure, like that, but not the commercial fertilizers. Now recently increased using commercial fertilizers. And nowadays they don't even give rest. Say for example, somebody asking you to work 8 hours, and after 2 hours, legally after 4 hours, you are entitled to take at least half an hour break in 8 hour shift. And imagine your boss exploiting you like left and right. 8 hours straight work, no break, no resting period. It's exploitation. Similarly, with the polluted consciousness, to squeeze out more from the land, nowadays people, they just artificially, fertilize the land and put crop after crop, in between the crop. They call antarapanta. Antarapanta means you put one rice of course we cannot put, say for example you put chili, and in between they will put some other, like cotton. So like that they do, they try to exploit the earth. And not only that, because there is no pious person, and earth withholds everything. And nowadays, because of the polluted consciousness of the people, and what they invented is plastic, not just plastic seeds. Seeds, they grow very fast, but they won't produce any fruit. That is also another problem in the farmlands. So, why all this? It's not that earth cannot produce, but it is the consciousness of the people. They want to exploit out of greed. That's the main issue. So, only solution is to purify that polluted consciousness. To purify that polluted consciousness comes when a person understands what is the real wealth. Because the greed develops to acquire the money. But when a person understands, when his consciousness developed from that lower state to the higher state, when he understands what is real position I should achieve, that's the solution for problems of the world, disturbances in the world. And that is the aim of Krishna consciousness. To preach, to change their consciousness. Many times, devotee, when we go out and preaching, oh, you want to preach and make you like us, like you. So you want to convert us. But Krishna consciousness is not just an external conversion. Krishna consciousness is an internal shift from material consciousness, from self-centered life to Krishna-centered life. And what is that real wealth? In Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita, we hear that the real wealth of any person is Krishna Prem. Krishna is the real wealth. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's incarnation is to give that Krishna Prem. So that's why his pranam mantra is what? Namo Maha Vadhanyaya. Vadhanya means, Vadhanyata means, so what is the quality? Magnanimous. Magnanimous. Magnanimous in what? In giving charity. In giving charity. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradhayate. So he is giving. Pradhayate means he is giving. Krishna Prema he is giving. So he is not, you know, keeping himself. He is distributing. What he has, he is giving that. To that degree. Krishna Prema Pradhayate. And who is that? Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurat Visaya Namaha. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is non-different to Krishna. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurat Visaya Namaha. And same thing, okay, if we don't have an understanding what is real wealth, and if we don't have understanding what is Krishna Prem, that is the real wealth, and we cannot able to acknowledge and appreciate Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's contribution, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's magnanimity. Like, say for example, you know, when you go to India, sometimes we may carry Indian currency or not. Say for example, you gave some beggar next to the temple, they said, you gave a beggar $20 note in India. And he says, because India $20 note not there, maybe this beggar, unless until he is advanced, he doesn't know the value. He takes, oh, $20, it's a red color. What is this colorful note you are giving? Can you give me 10 rupee? Because he doesn't know the value. So if somebody knows the value, $20 is equal to how much?
1,000.
1,000. I'm giving you 1,000, but you are asking only 10 rupee. It's a big difference. But a person knows, if a person knows that real value, when Mahaprabhu is giving Krishna Prem, which is the highest wealth in the entire universe, entire creation, then he appreciates. So we are also beggars. We want different things. Dhanandehi, Rupandehi. So we go, Dehi, Dehi, I want this, I want that. But when we understand the real want, real wealth, that Krishna Prem, so we appreciate Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayata. Krishna Prema is giving. And that is Mahaprabhu's mission, to give Krishna Prema everybody. And that is the mission of Sri Srila Prabhupada. So for that mission he came to distribute. And for that same mission, Krishna appears every millennium after millennium to attract us back, to attract the real wealth is coming back, Goloka. And the real association with him, to attract us, he comes and performs different activities, different pastimes. And for that, first thing, I'll give you an acronym for this, use. So U, S, E. First one, U is understand, S is standardize, E is evaluate. So first, understand where we are at in our journey of Krishna consciousness. Understand what is lacking in our progress, and understand what really we want to achieve and where we are focusing it. So are we only, you know, performing our daily sadhana is just to tick mark, or in an association of devotees, okay, they are all asking me to chant, they are asking, it is a requirement for me to take shelter and to complete Srimad Bhagavatam, it is a requirement for me to, you know, write certain exam. No. So understand, this is my wealth. Krishna Bhakti is my wealth. Krishna, attaining love for Krishna is my wealth. So understand that and function accordingly. Like a businessman, he goes and does the survey, so market survey, and he understands. And based on that, he will make strategies. So similarly, we have to do that survey to understand. And then we have to standardize. We have to standardize our daily lifestyle. Standardized means you give priority to Krishna consciousness. It's not that we are rejecting material possessions, but we have to dovetail all the material possessions in the service of the Lord. So that's why it is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Krishna himself says, no, etavad janma safalyam dehinam iha deheshu praner ardhay diyavacha shreya acharanam sada. So we got the human form of life. Etavad janma safalyam. But to make this life safala, safal means fruitful, worthful. Janma safalyam dehinam iha deheshu. So one who attained this body, what we have to do? Praner. So with our life, arthair, with our wealth, dhiya, vacha, with our intelligence and the words, we always shreya acharanam sada. So engage in the service of the Lord. Shreya acharanam sada. So what is shreya? The ultimate good of the living entity. So we have prayas and shreyas. Prayas is just immediate need, immediate fulfillment. Prayas is immediate. Shreyas is ultimate good. So the ultimate good for any person is attaining Krishna consciousness. So we use that pranayama with our life. We engage in Krishna consciousness. We go out, distribute literature, distribute prasadam, help others in understanding Krishna. And pranayama arthayama. We have money, we utilize it for the activities of Krishna consciousness. So according to whatever you have, so you can peacefully engage $1, $2, $1 million. So anything can be dovetailed in Krishna consciousness, Srila Prabhupada says. We don't reject anything, we dovetail everything in the service of the Lord. So if you are intelligent, you know, find ways how you can engage your intelligence in serving Krishna. And vacha with your words. So everything shreya acharanam sada we have to use in the service of the Lord. So that's where we have to standardize and we have to find, so what are our real wealth and where I should focus. And by doing that, esmin sthitena kena gurun api na vichalyate, by any disturbance come in our life, we don't get shaken because we have standardized our priorities. Otherwise, what happens? Without bhakti, you minus devotional service, Krishna consciousness, and you put all together. They are like, you have millions of zeros, but along the zeros, if there is no one at the front, all the zeros are just zeros. But you may have one zero, or you may have 10 zeros or million zeros. But if you put one, that Krishna in front, so everything, all the zeros get value. So that's why in the Shastra it is said, Bhagavad Bhakti Hinasya Jati Saochan Tapakriya. So without Bhagavad Bhakti, without devotion to Krishna, Bhagavad Bhakti Hinasya, without having that, Jati Saochan. So you have a high birth, you may have, you know, well educated, and it is considered apranasya hi dehasya mandanam lokaranjanam. So it is just a body without life. A body without life may have all the ornaments, but what is main thing required in the body? Life. So one may have different kinds of ornaments, but on the body there is no life. It is called dead body. So in India we see when they take the possession, they decorate the dead body with different things. It is just to mandanam lokaranjanam, just to, you know, please the person outside. But real thing is the life symptom. And a person, for a normal person, for us, the real life is Krishna, Bhagavad Bhakti. So that we need to understand and standardize all our activities based on that. And then evaluate, you know, make an habit, how I am engaged, not encaged. So we have to find the difference. Am I encaged in my day-to-day activities, or I am properly situated in Krishna consciousness? So we have to evaluate. So that evaluation you can do on Ekadashis or in a regular basis. And after evaluating, okay, I'm lacking somewhere, and take an opportunity to pray, take an opportunity to reset. And to reset, Madhavatithi is one of the best time. So Madhavatithi, it is mentioned, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Madhavatithi Bhakti Janani. So that Madhavatithi is tomorrow, Janmashtami. And Madhavatithi is also Ekadashi, is called Madhavatithi. So Madhavatithi is Bhakti Janani. Bhakti Janani means that produces, gives Bhakti. So take that opportunity. So understand, standardize and evaluate. I'll stop here. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to ask. Yes, Prabhu, look.
Thank you. You mentioned before you was naming different stages of consciousness. I remember I heard maybe you said Bodhi Maya consciousness, Ananda Maya consciousness. Can you explain them, what they are?
Yeah, sure. Annamaya consciousness is the beginning stage of consciousness in one's journey. Majority of the people, average person's consciousness is at Annamaya stage. Annamaya means they use everything for eating. So life symptoms. Annamaya is just for eating, and above Annamaya state is Pranamaya consciousness. Pranamaya means how to survive in this world. So they work, consume, die. Work, buy, consume, die. So that is the first two status of consciousness. And above that, okay, not just leading my life to survive. And it is so interesting that there are two things. One is our life shouldn't be just existing. We should be living. So when we're living, existing means you just work for your basic needs. To live, to eat, to mate, to defend. So that is existing. But actual living starts when we understand, okay, I'm not just this body to maintain. I'm not just this, you know, person to maintain my family. I am above that. Okay, there starts Manomaya. So Manomaya means he intellectually, he thinks what is happening around me. So where I can take pleasure in that state, beyond the bodily consciousness, they try to help others. So that's where we see politicians or poets or, you know, social reformers, they try to help out in general. So that is Manomaya state. And above that, his person inquires, okay, is there something superior in this world? Brahman level they come. They try to inquire spiritual consciousness in different levels. So Brahman, Paramatman and Bhagavan level. So some state of spiritual inquiry starts in that consciousness, and above that establishing our connection with the Supreme Lord in devotional service. That's where our Anandamaya state comes.
Awesome. So the one before that was the Bodhimaya.
Yeah,
Bodhimaya.
So intellectually they contemplate.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, Jnanamaya. Yeah.
Jnanamaya.
Jnanamaya.
That's the same as the intellectual.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji,
Hare
thank
Krishna.
You for the nice class. Prabhuji, you mentioned that when something is taken away from us, we feel morose. But Prabhu, I've also heard in Prabhupada's lectures that he quotes a verse which is like, when Krishna is happy with us, he will take everything away from us, so we should be happy. But Prabhu, my question is, should we be happy that Krishna is taking all this from us, or should we be morose like the Nagapatnis? Because how do we like get to know whether this is being taken by Lord Krishna or whether this is being taken by our previous karmas?
Very good question. So how do we know that it is because of my karma, it is the plan of Krishna? So first thing, you feel happy, like in the case of Prabhupada. So Krishna took away, but Prabhupada was very happy, but he think it's mercy of the Lord and I can progress more now and I can spread more. In this way Krishna want me to do. So if you are in that consciousness, it's the plan of Krishna. But if you are feeling morose, so that means when our moroseness come only when we are attached. It's like anything you get attached to it, remove that, you feel pain. See, even a little bandage you put on your skin, you remove that bandage. So all the attachments to that little bandage gives pain. Similarly, in our day-to-day activities, anything we attach means you are stick to it. So that's where the pain comes. But when we attach to Krishna and Krishna's plan, it's like a small children. They know what parents' plan is. So when you're crossing on a busy road, you attach to your parents. You don't care about, oh, such a busy road, how would I cross? No, you'll just hold on mother's hand, and he just sees mother's face, and mother nicely takes to the other end. But when the same child detached from the parent, even in the safest place, becomes very dangerous for that child, because he is detached from the parent. Similarly, in our activities, when we detach from Krishna, so those gives pain. And whether should be morose or whether we should be happy, so that defines the state of consciousness we are at.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Any other question? Otherwise we'll stop here. Hare Krishna. Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai.